Okay, I'm going to call this meeting in order.
Time is 15:32 hours. I'm just going to unmute some of the advisory council members so they can talk. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, and providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chances exposure of COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of a transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties can be heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during this meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask your question and any questions you may have. You have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you'll be muted again and the advisory committee or administration will respond as necessary. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the EMS coordinator up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the EMS coordinator during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Please join me for a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, roll call. I see Mr. Dacey.
I'm here. We also have Mike Baker and I think Roger both on.
Okay. Chief Mosier is present.
Yes.
Evan Shigosky, saw him. Patricia Farmer, I see her.
Here.
Kayla Green, see you. Mr. Scarpa.
Here.
And Ozzy Guzman. I don't see Ozzy.
Not here.
Okay, we do have quorum. We might have lost connection with Evan. Just going to give him a minute to reconnect.
Hello?
We got you.
Ozzy is not here. We did not receive on our end to either his email or to mine the link. I believe he's preoccupied right now. He will be joining us as soon as he can.
Okay. Thanks for forwarding the link to him if he can join. The first order of business to approve the minutes from the previous meeting from February 28, 2022. These were provided to the EMS Council, Advisory Council via email. If there's no objection, we're going to approve the minutes and add them to the minutes for this meeting. Any objections? So moved. Unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business from the previous meetings?
Mr. Parent, I would actually have to ask if anything was ever brought on the recommendations from the January meeting to the town council. We were supposed to get an update. There's been multiple council meetings since, and I haven't heard anything about a status update on the recommendations by this council being presented to the council.
I don't have any response. Does anyone have anything they'd like to respond to that?
I do not.
Oh, there haven't been multiple council meetings. It was, the meeting was on the 28th of February. So the next meeting, the council meeting was March 2nd. Obviously, it was nothing happening. And then there was April 12th. And I was away for the April 12th meeting. So the next meeting is tomorrow night. But I think what the motion was that the committee was going to work with JFK to set up some parameters and submit that to the council so that on what the committee and the JFK expected from the volunteer squads. So if you get that, I'll submit it to the council.
Okay. The original motion was about sending closest available resource, and that was the recommendation that was pushed by this body. So I know there were other recommendations that were brought up at previous meetings, but the first one that was definitely voted on and was supposed to go to the council was that about sending closest available resource. That was the only one I'm looking for an update on, because that was the only one that would have been approved in the minutes. And we were told that it had to be approved in the minutes before it went to the council. And it was approved in the minutes of, I believe, February.
Is Councilwoman Lombardi or Councilman Khan present?
Yes, Councilwoman Lombardi is present.
Would you be able to provide some input on that?
We have not received that in our literature to date. It has not been on the agenda.
If I can just clarify, the only meeting minutes were the January meeting minutes that have been provided to the...
That's the ones I'm talking about.
I don't have any updates from them.
Okay.
I'll get back to you as soon as I hear anything in return, okay?
Appreciate it.
Any other unfinished business?
I can't remember the exact topic, but Mr. Boomer said he was going to get back to me. I have not heard back from him at all. Forgive me again, we didn't receive this link until about 5 minutes before the meeting started. Mr. Goomer, would you have an update on that? I'm counting on the fact that hopefully you had taken some notes and came prepared with that. My apologies for not being better prepared.
I will let him respond. I just have to unmute him. Let me just find him in the list.
Evan, this is Mike. Since I was on, rather than have the town get billed for both, I let Roger off so that I could cover the meeting.
Okay, my apologies. I guess I'll come back to the meeting with that information then. Wouldn't be fair to ask you.
Thanks. And I'll follow up with Raj, Evan.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Baker. Any other unfinished business?
I do have one. We were looking to find a way to approve meeting minutes in a more timely fashion, since we meet bi-monthly or quarterly. And at the last meeting, Mr. Goomer said he would look into it, and there was a conversation about perhaps being able to approve them via email. And I haven't heard back about those.
I can respond on that. We can circulate them via email early, and you can certainly give Mr. Parent comments, but we can't take any official action, such as approving minutes or any other action outside of a publicly scheduled and noticed meeting. It would probably be a violation of the open the Sunshine Law, Open Public Meetings Act. So circulating them earlier, absolutely. So it's fresher in people's minds. And then you can all give Mr. Parent comments. But then actually taking action has to happen in a meeting.
Thank you.
Sorry, government is cumbersome sometimes.
Any other unfinished business?
Detective, I remembered what that subject matter was. I believe the subject matter was NEMSIS reporting as defined by the state. Mr. Goomer had stated that Piscataway did not fall under the requirements of NEMSIS reporting, and therefore the township did not have such reports. I read the statute out loud. Mr. Mosier had stated that they did meet the criteria for call intake and call screening, and that he, Mr. Goomer, said he was going to get back to me. So my question is, at this point, with both JFK and Piscataway Police present, and being that we are now the only municipality in the state of New Jersey that has locally adopted NEMCIS reporting as well, what are we going to do to move forward with that standard so that we can, you know, ensure that both the contract's enforced and that we as an advisory council can make sure that people are getting the service they need?
Well, in our conversations with the state, the procedure that we use when we call Hackensack, they dispatch the ambulance and keep that that data and turn it over to the state in the in the reporting. If we dispatch a local squad in this situation, North Stelton, we keep that and report it to the state.
Okay. So I did read over the standard for the statute and the stat, or for this ordinance rather, this enabling ordinance for the advisory council, and it references exactly an adoption of the state statute. It says that these numbers shall be produced annually, which means that the town itself should have records of these, however you guys keep them, whether we want to get into nitty gritty for the fact that you do intake and screen. Either way, they do need to be presented to this governing body. So how would we go about requesting these NEMCIS reports?
Well, I think
it is a municipal ordinance.
I think Mr. Baker can comment on whether this is a governing board, but in our conversations with the state, they are completely on board with the way we are reporting that, and that's the way we'll continue to do it. And if Mr. Perrin can unmute Mr. Pilch, who is a lieutenant here in planning and logistics, who's had conversations with them, he may be able to enlighten us further on that topic.
Yeah, Chief, everything that you stated was accurate from what my conversations were with the state.
Okay, so how do we, being that, my apologies if I said the wrong word, governing versus advisory, local ordinance states that this information shall be presented to this advisory council. So my concern is how are we going to gain access to this at your end as one combined document?
Chief, I think the question is there a mechanism for JFK to share that with the town or the committee, or is that somehow proprietary to JFK, or are there HIPAA or other concerns? I'm happy to talk to, now that I understand the question, Evan, I'm happy to talk to Raj about it and maybe give you an answer for the next meeting. I don't know if the chief or JFK knows if there are any applicable privacy rules that we have to look at, but I get what you're looking for is the reports that JFK is submitting to the state should also come to the committee, as well as anything that the police department keeps records of for the ones that the police department directly dispatches. I got it right?
Right. Yeah. It should be just a one lumped document at some point, as it is supposed to be presented annually to this advisory council. My apologies for governing. I misspoke.
Yeah, I don't think that we ever had a problem with that. I had always misunderstood the fact that your concern was the way it was being reported to the state. I'm wrong in that. It's that they should be reported to this body.
Well, no. I mean, it's a public document. The report. So. When it was asked for previously by OPA request that we had found online, it was stated that the township did not maintain that documentation. So we were just concerned about the ability for the township to comply with the ordinance if the township stating they don't actually maintain that information.
Well, I think
we're going to have to at some point.
And Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. I think that we can supply it to this board because, as I remember, that's what the ordinance says. But it becomes a public document once JFK reports it to the state and they publish it. But that statement is still accurate that we don't own the data, JFK does.
So yeah, I think everyone's right all around. The issue will be Chief, if you don't have a problem taking the data from JFK for the committee to review. Ev, I don't think that we have to go through the effort of merging the two reports together. It would seem to me that the folks on the committee can look at the two separate reports and probably make heads or tails of it. And so long as the issue isn't somebody's not reporting properly to the state, I think the chief's concern is met. So maybe Chief will, again, I just want to be sure there's no there are no privacy issues. But if we can get it from JFK and report to the committee, and if you can provide the committee with our own direct dispatch NEMSIS reports, that may solve the issue of getting the data to the committee.
Certainly, I can work with yourself and Raj and Mark and get that data for the committee. The stuff that we have for those dispatches, certainly we can make available.
Great. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. I think that covers it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Evan. Any other unfinished business? All right, new business. Meeting is now open to new business. Any new business?
So I have one. Okay. I'd like to make a motion for Fire District 4 to obtain an authorization letter from Hackensack JFK authorizing Fire District 4 to be permitted onto the JFK radio channels. Which is governed by the NJ Interoperability Communications Radio System by the NJ Office of Information Technology. This came to light. I feel this is important for our crew safety and ability to serve our patients when radios are out of range and we can no longer reach dispatch for patient location or changes in patient conditions. We're essentially walking in blind, and by allowing this motion, it would allow us to better help Hackensack Meridian JFK and move forward in being a better asset to serve Piscataway and neighboring towns on mutual aid calls. There was a call at Menlo Park Mall where our radios were out of service. It was in the food court trying to find where this patient was. It became an issue that we couldn't reach anybody. We couldn't speak to anybody. Another instance in Highland Park, you know, we couldn't find the address. PD, you know, dispatch, Piscataway dispatcher told me that PD was on scene, but PD wasn't on scene. So it's really hard going into these other places. Piscataway Dispatch is wonderful. I have no problems with them. It's just when you go into these other areas and you can't speak to anyone or know what's going on, it becomes a huge issue and a liability. So I was hoping that somebody would be able to entertain that due to the fact that I feel that it's very important for our crews and patients.
So, Kayla, this is Mike, just so I as the non-EMS professional understand it. There's not a problem with you getting communications when you're in town. It's when you're on a mutual aid call outside of town that it becomes a concern for you.
Yeah. So even in town, if ALS is being dispatched, we can't talk to them. It goes through our dispatch. But when we're out of town, if we're too far away, everything's out of range and we can't speak at all. So trying to work together to figure this out, that we would be able to do so, would be very helpful to us.
I don't think we need to make a motion to recommend this to the town council. I'll work with Mark Bober from JFK, and we'll work to see how that'll operate. I don't know what Mark's, he can comment on it, on what he wants to allow in his radio system.
Chief, two schools of thought, right? So Kayla, to your point, we don't want anybody being in a place where they're not safe. And when we first heard about this with that Menlo Park job, the next step that was taken pretty immediately was to limit how far we were sending you. And I believe up till this point, we have been doing so since that time, trying to keep you in places where your radios actually afford you safe coverage. So we did put a limit on how far we were going to pull you in any direction to make sure that it aligned with where your radio coverage was best. If you think that going the opposite way, where incorporating you into the radio system and not limiting where we send you is a better way to handle this, then certainly something we can talk through, entertain, and make sure that we can provide some interoperability there. But it's up to you. What I had heard was the first request was just to limit how far you were being sent rather than do anything with the radios, but we can make it work either way.
So we did that like first, just as like a fix for now, because we can't speak to you. So the only time that I can have the conversation or to ask you questions is within this meeting. So speaking to the active riding members, they said, hey, listen, like, we just need to pull back for now. And we have, and you guys have been sending us to jobs in Piscataway, and we're so grateful for that. No, you know, we also went from 20 calls in March to 7 for April. So it's trying to find that balancing act and how that could work. We want to be built in, and we want to help, and we want to get the truck out, and we want to take calls, because our membership rides on getting those trucks out the door too. And the members are wonderful. So giving them that opportunity would be, it would mean a lot.
Understood. Yeah. We want to keep you safe as well. So Chief, I have no problem talking it through in whatever direction everybody sees fit.
And the reason I say that we don't need a motion and send it to the minutes and to the, you know, to the town council is that's just so burdensome. Myself and Mark could probably have this done quite quickly. So we'll be in touch. We'll talk about it and we'll be in touch.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Okay. Ms. Green, would you like to withdraw that motion for now?
I will withdraw the motion. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other new business?
Detective Parent, I had sent you an email on the 16th. We requested clarification for our dispatch flow. You said that you would speak about that in this meeting. So we'd like to, you know, just hear more.
Okay, so this is old business. We talked about it last meeting, but I'll, I don't have the email in front of me. Chief, do you have that email?
I don't have the email, but Evan, I think what you refer to is how we handle an EMS call that comes to police headquarters via telephone. Is that what I'm understanding?
I'll gladly read it out loud. Detective Parent, I am attempting to seek clarification on the process of by the Scottish County Police Department. I'll refer to the point after statements made in the last meeting.
Start over 1 second.
My understanding is as noted.
If you were breaking up, can you start over?
Oh, my apologies. Just to make it simpler, we were trying to just recap, like you said, from the last meeting, just so we understood the thing correctly, what happened after 911 took place and determined to be for EMS. Our understanding was the 911 call is placed by a caller inside the geography of Piscataway. That call is then received by the Piscataway Township Public Service Answering Point, or 911 Center. The 911 call is determined to be medical in nature by the Piscataway Police Dispatchers. The 911 call is then screened by the Piscataway Police Dispatcher, ED, certified dispatcher, rather. The Piscataway Township Department, 911 requested the EMS.
Yeah, it's still breaking up a little bit.
The last.
Evan, you seem to be breaking up. Mr.
Scarper, do you have that email in front of you?
I do have it in front of me.
Okay, can you just go through?
I'll just go into the clarification because Evan got to a certain point in it. Number one said the 911 call is placed by a caller inside the geography of Piscataway. Two was the 911 call is taken by the Piscataway Township Police Department, PSAP, Public Safety Answering Point. Call is determined to be medical in nature by the Piscataway dispatchers. The 911 call is screened by an EMD at Piscataway Township Police. The Piscataway Township Police Department places a request to JFK EMS dispatch via telephone requesting a BLS, and JFK EMS dispatch is one of three contracted BLS units or mutual aid BLS unit as needed. Evan's looking to see if that is the correct procedure that's currently in place for taking care of calls.
Yes. Go ahead, Chief.
Yes, that is correct. The only thing I would add to that is once we call Hackensack, we turn over control of that call in the sense that tracking of the ambulance, dispatch time, arrival time, departure time, arrival time at the hospital to Hackensack.
Okay. Now, Chief, I would have one question for you. Obviously, not necessarily deep in the loop anymore. If Piscataway Police sends the call off to JFK and JFK then determines that they need a mutual aid resource, they are then calling Piscataway back for that resource and then Piscataway Police is tracking that resource through its call, or?
Do you mean if they needed North Stelton?
Correct.
Yes. Primarily, yes. And Mark can comment on that if there's further. If JFK is out, North Stelton is out, there may be some radio contact, but if the tones had to go out, then yes, they would contact us back.
Okay, because the only concern I would have, Chief, is from an operability standpoint, if JFK is requesting the resource and Piscataway is dispatching the resource, realistically, if that's a JFK unit or request, obviously it's an interoperability issue. You should be able to talk to the resource calling you, because obviously JFK would have updates and stuff on the call based on their resources that are in play that would then have to, you know, play the game of telephone to get it out to Piscataway and then out to the specific Piscataway resource to, you know, so we're back into that telephone game that kind of just delays the service.
Is this conversation going back to the radio issue?
It's that, but it's more how much do, if you did the Menlo call, the Menlo Park call, and I mean, it's the only one I've heard, that Stelton rig should have been in contact with JFK for them to try to reach out to Piscataway to get an update. And then every time they call for a piece of information to Piscataway, Piscataway has to call JFK, and we're playing the game of phone tag. So hopefully the interoperability issues can get squared away, and I think that'll take care of a lot of this.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I just I have to get with Mark and with our people and his people and try and you know, iron that out. As far as Evan's original email, everything you said is correct. And then just my addition on the end there about we turn over logistical control to JFK on times and stuff.
Okay.
Jimmy, I think you're muted.
Thank you, Chief. If there's no other new business.
Well, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Ms. Green.
So we were looking for the Hackensack Meridian JFK quarterly report. And I was just curious to know, you know, what was the year-to-date number of calls and how many instances of needing a fourth truck in Piscataway where calls were greater than resources available, if you had the paper in front of you.
Jimmy, can you unmute Evan? I noticed he's on there muted, and he just typed something on there that said he's muted. There you go. Evan, you there?
Yeah, I think I switched connections. I don't know if this is any better.
Okay.
But I'll let Ms. Green finish.
Yeah, Ms. Green was asking for the quarterly reports. Mark, do you have anything?
So I have January, February, March in front of me. I can give you both of those numbers if you just bear with me 1 second. We have continued at the town's request to provide monthly reports and can aggregate them out into a quarterly number, but just allow me to do some simple arithmetic really quickly and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, well, Mr. Bobber's adding that up. Is there any other new business? We'll come back to you, Ms. Green.
I'm sorry for the poor connection. I shut off my video. That should help. I also switched connections. I don't know why this one isn't any better. I believe I heard Tom say that the email was correct. And as once the call's been screened and recognized by Piscataway, that phone call is placed to JFK requesting that BLS asset, and then JFK dispatches one of the three contracted BLS units or mutually BLS as needed. So I just want to make sure I didn't mishear something, that was what you stated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's my question. You know, in reading the contract, it states that, the squads shall work, or can work with, the contractor at the discretion of the police department. And in our last meeting, you had stated that JFK can utilize whoever they want for mutual aid. In reading JFK's mutual aid matrix at this time, it states that JFK is to be first. Secondary shall be the North Stelton Fire Company's EMS division or Robert Wood. Priority going to North Stelton if they are in service. If not, it will be Robert Wood. After that will be Rutgers, and then after that will be South Plainfield. I do have some concerns with that. You know, Robert Wood, we no longer have a contract with them, which means they can bill however they wish to bill. Obviously, putting Stalin first alleviates that concern. Going next is Rutgers. I believe their chief should be on this call. They can bill however they wish to bill. I believe both organizations do utilize collection services. And then the last is South Plainfield, which may or may not exist come June 1st. And that's going to be yet another Robert Wood asset that we have no agreement with. Being that they can use whoever they want, you know, River Road continues to answer more and more calls. We answered 85 calls in the month of April, 77 before that. The number just keeps going up. We've serviced Bridgewater Township, Boundbrook Borough, Dunellen Borough, Edison Township, Franklin Township, Greenbrook Borough, Middlesex Borough, Millstone Borough in Somerset, the City of New Brunswick, North Plainfield Borough, the City of Plainfield, Piscataway Township, South Boundbrook Borough, and South Plainfield Borough at this juncture. At this point, being that we are a billing entity, which is nothing we've ever hidden, but we do soft bill and we do not utilize a collections agency. And being that all debt is wiped annually once it's created, so a statement exists for 1 year and then it is wiped. And again, we never send anyone to collections. We just utilize that money that is there because people do pay them for insurance, and it'd be silly to attempt to raise taxes when we don't need to. Being that we are not going to send anyone to collections, and we are here and we have been here for 6 years, and that JFK can use anyone, we would like to ask JFK what we have to do to be utilized in Piscataway in parity with North Stellan, being that the chief of police has already said that you can use whoever you want.
So just to follow up on the previous request before I respond to that question, we currently have on the calendar year 1,164 responses, January, February, March, 10 instances in the first quarter where the number of jobs exceeded 3 at any given time. And also just for reference on what Evan's saying now, a total of 8 instances total in the first quarter where mutual aid was necessary. Can also tell you your Q4 numbers for the end of last year, 1,160 dispatches with a total of 9 mutual aid requests. So in over 2,500 jobs, you have 17 mutual aid requests total. The instances where 3 ambulances stationed in town plus North Stellan being unable to handle the workload or the request for responses as necessary has been, as you can see, incredibly, incredibly insignificant in the grand scheme of the number of jobs that there actually are at any given time. So ultimately, I would just say that we don't have complete and total carte blanche to include anybody we want, anywhere we want into the response scheme. It's got to be something that we have approval from. So.
I think that this goes back to rehashing things that we've dealt with several times in these advisory council meetings. And to rehash the same thing to me is just not productive of time.
I think this just adds clarity to the fact that in listening to Mr. Bober, who we've respected very much and how this has all been handled, you know, we appreciate the fact that our residents are overwhelmingly taken care of, that there are a few mutual aid requests. We're just seeking parity. You know, we were here before North Stellan. We sold them their first ambulance when they started EMS. We have great respect for them. I would think they have great respect for us. We are nearing a 24/7 agency that is able to handle calls more often than not. And it is concerning to hear that while the chief of police has said that this is allowed, while the contract has said that this is allowed, that it would seem as though it's the township who's actually barring us from serving the community that we've been in for 60 years, for which people donate continuously to this day for us to serve. And that in its own right is honestly concerning. We're here, we're answering calls, we're going into 3 different counties. It's really at this point a matter of principle. So I don't think it's a waste of time. I don't think we're rehashing things in poor taste or however this may be colored. it's really just an issue of principle at this point. So we would just like to know, if it's not JFK's choice, what it is that we have to do for the town, because we're here and we are answering calls and we are free and we are not tax-based, and it literally costs nothing to anyone to utilize us. So we're just trying to understand. I think that's a fair question.
Asked and answered.
Okay, so the town does not wish it then, correct?
Not at this time.
Okay.
All right. Any other new business? I don't see any hands raised. So I have a few announcements before we get to the public comment portion. The annual report from each rescue squad was presented to the EMS Advisory Council by email. I know River Road was having some problems with their email, but I'll make sure that went through. And also, the next EMS advisory meeting date is July 25th, 2022 at 15:30 hours.
I did miss it. In lieu of us not having anything approved or read by the approved to go to the township council or read by the township council, in lieu of them not having any weight on anything, and in lieu of the answer that was just received, that even though we are an operational organization that costs no one anything to answer calls in town, I would like to make a motion that a meeting be held in 6 months, or not 6 months, my apologies. I'd like to make a motion that another meeting be held in 6 weeks so that we can hear back on what the Township Council has to say so that we can move forward together with better information.
We are past new business. Mr. Baker, do you have any comment on this?
I don't. I mean, Evan, look, I think everyone on the call knows your issues. They've been answered. If you really want us to go into in detail the issues that the town has had with the organization over the past several years that forced us to go back out for bid, if you want to realize the difference between you and North Skelton, which is a governmental entity and is proven reliable, we're happy to do those. But I don't think that is to anyone's benefit at this point. And Mr. Perrin,
We do. We would love for you to actually go into these things in great detail in public, because everything that we have asked for and other members of the community have asked for have not substantiated what's been said. I don't think now's the time for this. I don't think now's the time for this. I'm agreeing with you. But at some point, if you would like to produce a report, the River Road Rescue Squad would be more than glad to read that report, even as a public document. That's all I had to say. I'm not going to waste anyone's time. I do respect your time.
Thank you, sir.
This is now the time for public comment. If any member of the public wishes to speak, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comment. The EMS Advisory Committee or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Okay, I don't see any hands raised. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
And Mr. Mosier, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The meeting has ended at 16:11 hours. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.